This is special coverage from NPR News of the massacre in Las Vegas. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young, and we have on the line now an eyewitness to this shooting at the Jason Aldean outdoor concert. Dennis Guerrero is a photographer from Montebello, California. He was taking pictures for country station Kix Hot FM in Palm Springs when the shooting started. Dennis, what a horror. Did you, like others, think the gunfire was fireworks? I mean, what'd you think?
Actually, no. I knew it was gunshots, and I had just actually sat down. Jason Aldean was the final performer on the final day of the Route 91 Harvest Festival, and I did our required shots, and I sat down to enjoy the show. And I looked behind me, and I told the gentleman and his wife, I go, was that a gunshot? And he goes, I think it was. And the lady next to him said, oh, no, it's fireworks for the show. And then that's when the automatic fire started. And that doesn't sound like any fireworks on the planet.
Look,
and that's when everybody...
We have some sound of it, but I'm not even sure. I was going to say we could maybe play a little of it, because for those who may not have heard, it's pretty incredible. Are you okay with that, if we play a little of it?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, well, let's listen to what he heard.
Before that clip started, it was a pot, and then pop, pop, pop. So from what I'm understanding, that was the first initial shots that we heard. That was the gentleman shooting through the window, I guess. And then when you hear the rapid fire, that's when he just starts spraying the crowd.
At that point,
I was telling,
I was just going to say, what did you do when you realized what it was?
I was in the ADA section, so... My concern was the people that were behind me, because they were all people with disabilities.
Yeah.
So I kind of everybody to lay down on the ground, and then flight or fight were trampling over anybody just to get out the exit. And the thing is that it's such a great venue, because it's hard to explain, but like, if you ever get the opportunity to go to the festival, they have so much security and so much ease of motion. Like, there's one way, there's a lot of ways to get out, a lot of ways to get in. But when the guy's shooting and everybody, the problem was it echoed in there, where I personally thought he was in the festival. We didn't find out till later that he was shooting down at the festival. And when there was a break between when, I don't know if he was grabbing another gun or reloading, and that's when he told everybody, get up, let's go. And we were all running towards the gate. And then when he started shooting again, we all hit the ground. And as we're running out of the venue, the police and the first responders are running in. And it was just complete madness.
Some of them were shot. Listen, you mentioned you were in the section for people with disabilities, I presume in wheelchairs. How did they get out?
People, that's when you see true humanity in its purest form. Everybody that could was helping. Like, I was carrying a lady with another gentleman. People were pushing the chairs. Everybody was trying to get everybody out. Like, it sounds like an old war movie, but no one was trying to leave anybody behind. I mean, the only people that unfortunately didn't make it out were the people that got shot. Like, people were carrying people on stretchers, firemen dragging. I mean, we were all just trying to get out as safely as possible.
How long did it go on for?
Man, it seems like forever, to be honest with you. From the first shot to when we actually were able to get out of the parking lot, I want to say maybe 5-10 minutes. And, you know, I did what I think any person would do. I called my wife to tell her I love her, that there was an active shooter, and if I didn't make it home, to tell my kids I love them. And I called my son, who's a Marine, and, you know, he kind of talked me down, because I froze. I got scared because they were shooting into the parking lot. And my son said, get in the car, Dad. You got to go. And I got in the car, and everybody's running out. And, you know, random strangers were like, can we get in your car? I had 6 people in my car, and I only got a 4-seater. And I was like, if you can fit, let's go. And I was about to leave the parking lot. I finally found an exit that it wasn't swamped with people. And the guy in front of me got shot. And the only reason I pulled forward was I was letting the last person in my car, and my door and my tire got shot. So that was that.
First of all, I can't imagine. I mean, we just can't imagine. And we thank you so much for talking to you live on the radio. You've pulled your car over now, traveling back to California. We really appreciate it. Do you think you're okay? I mean, this was traumatic. You weren't shot, but...
I'm okay, and emotionally, I know there's, I'm still in shock, but I felt, when I go, I shoot many festivals and concerts throughout the year, and this by far is my favorite festival. It's one of the few festivals I invite my family to come to, because I feel so safe. Like, when you walk in, there's a police presence, there's security, Live Nation does a great job of making sure it's a family-friendly event. So I felt safe going in, and even in the midst of all this chaos, which they had no control over, the police officers were doing their job, first responders were doing their job, security was making sure everybody that was able on their own or without to get out. But what scared me the most was not knowing where, because my family had left, but I still had friends in the event, and then the people that I had helped get out of the event in my car, they were all, like, no one in the car knew each other except these two ladies, because one was an aunt and the niece, but everybody else was complete strangers, and no one was able to get a hold of their people. I was more afraid for them because they thought the worst, because you hear the news report. You know, first there was 2 dead, 14 dead, and then when we finally get to the hotel room,
over 50.
And we're on lockdown... Yeah, it was over 50. And then,
Dennis Guerrero, you know, I'm going to have to, we have an out time here, but we thank you so much for talking to us. A photographer from Montebello, California, who survived that shooting in Las Vegas. Dennis, you know, thank you. And please, as you drive back to California, please take care.
Yes. And prayers to the family who lost somebody. And I pray for a speedy recovery for those who were injured.
Yeah. Well, and for you too. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to special coverage from NPR News.